First impressions aren't the most important thing. They're the only thing. At Ernie's Print Shop, we'll produce what you need to represent your company professionally. Right now, you can get 1,000 full-color business cards, 1,000 4x6 postcards, or a 3x5 banner for just $60. You choose. Check us out at erniesprintshop.com. Ernie's Print Shop. Over 50 years, one source, one solution. erniesprintshop.com. 502-969-8585.
Being a victim of crime is no joke, but you do have options that can help you avoid becoming a victim. I'm Ed Springsteen of the My View Matters radio show, and on behalf of myself and co-host Ed Martin, I urge each of you to help us fight against crime. You can do your part by calling Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE. Since 1982, Crime Stoppers has helped get over 23,000 criminals off the street with your help. Working together, we can make a difference to take our streets back. Please call Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE, or you can visit them online at www.582clue.com. Remember, Crime Stoppers always offers up to a $1,000 reward. Get involved and help make a positive change in your neighborhood. Thanks.
Advertisers, here's a great way to reach a quality audience. Get heard on My View Matters and make some noise in the marketplace.
Email myviewmatters@aol.com for advertising opportunities. Make a sound investment.
So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
Network, home of LouisvillePolitics.com and EdSpringsteen.com, where you can go for all the latest podcast episodes or any other stories we're investigating or doing right now. While you're at LouisvillePolitics or EdSpringsteen.com, forgive me, please join our email newsletter, and you will get emails sent direct to your inbox on a weekly or a monthly basis with any updates we've got going or anything else. We prefer that way instead of doing the daily spam that so many people do. We just hate to do. We hate that ourselves. We don't do that to you either. So you get to decide, weekly or monthly. In addition, join the RSS feed while you're there. You'll get radio shows sent direct to your inbox. And if you're so inclined and you like what we do and you want to help us fund the open records requests and the investigations and all the different things that we have to do, please hit that donate tab on the right side on both of those websites, either one at LouisvillePolitics.com or EdSpringsteen.com, and help us out. We rely on your donations to pay the bills for all of this stuff. And, you know, we don't go after the corporate dollars because they just don't like us. We tell too many truths. In the meantime, as always, phone numbers are 858-683-1326 or 502-805-0334. And for those of you guys in the listening queue, and gals, of course, please make sure you hit that little number one on your dial pad, and we will get you on air as soon as possible. Chat room is open. You can sign in using Facebook and Twitter as well. With that, on with this show. I tell you, we'll do one quick story local because I just found it was funny. We're going to stick to a little bit of national tonight because we've got a lot going on. But, you know, here in Louisville, Kentucky, we have something called the Big Four Bridge. Basically, we spent almost $20 million overall putting together. It was $12 million to build a concrete walkway on this Big Four Bridge. It was an abandoned bridge So they put a concrete walkway on this at the cost of $12 million, and they also took $6.5 million in Louisville in private donations to build this ramp leading up to it. Well, this was sold to us by Metro Louisville's Waterfront Development Corporation, you know, handpicked crap that the mayor of Louisville controls as usual. But this was sold to us as a great little walkway between southern Indiana and Louisville, Kentucky. It would basically bridge the gap, if you will, for people looking for alternative transportation, you know, get back and forth to work across the bridge and things like that. Well, lo and behold, it is now shut down. Yes, it is shut down, at least temporarily. Why? Because there is ice on there. We in Louisville have gotten ice and snow the last few days, like a lot of people, certainly not on the level of our good friends in New York. But we have gotten a little bit of our share, 2 or 3 inches of snow, melts down, you turn to ice. But no, we built this $18.5 million project, and they decide they don't want to salt it or shovel it. Yeah, you heard me right. So we have got a bunch of people, bikers and people like that who ride their bikes and stuff across this bridge, go to work every day. That's primary transportation. Now we're having to figure out how to get back and forth to work. It's funny to me because you spend $18.5 million lying to the people once again to get what you want so that you can suck up this money. And that's exactly what they did. If you're telling me it cost $18.5 million for concrete, folks, I used to do construction. I did concrete construction. I would just continue to laugh at you for being that ridiculous. But that is what they have done, and it's just funny to me. That's it. So the Big Four will not be shoveled. They will not use road salt or rock salt on it because they're scared it'll tear up the surface. That way they can get about 15 years out of it before they have to do any kind of work to it. So you've taken a Big Four bridge, and basically an abandoned bridge that served no purpose, lied to the residents and the people in the community, and said this is going to be the purpose, and you're not making it available to be used for the purpose because you don't want to spend money to maintain it, all at a cost of over $1 million a year on average, if you would just want to look at the construction cost. You know, so I just thought that was pretty interesting. Folks, get a hold of Metro Mayor Greg Fisher. And when you call his office and you talk to Chris Pointer or whatever person they send you to, because he doesn't like to talk to anybody and they don't like to talk to anybody either, but when you call that office and complain, just tell them you got a nice four-letter word for them and repeat it 3 times. Dumb, dumb, dumb. And let them deal with the fallout. The people of Louisville should be insulted once again. You know, the state of Kentucky is who paid the $12 million for the concrete walkway. And according to David Carum, who's the president of Metro Louisville Waterfront Development Corporation, you know, the ultimate insider in the Democratic mafia here, you know, he just basically doesn't want to do anything to it. He says, because we're now on our own. Because this bridge, Kentucky paid $12 million for it, but it's not part of the Kentucky Highway Transportation System. Well, duh, Dave Carum, because it's not connected as a roadway on either side of the bridge. You know, so it's an amenity now. So when it comes to maintenance and repairs, we're on our own. So we're not going to fix it because we have to pay for it. So to those of you who wanted it, to those of you who were screaming and yelling how great it would be, to those of you who thought it was a fantastic way to prove that you're green, you know, you're such a green people because you use this bridge every day, all I can tell you now is, sorry. You know, be careful what you ask for because when you get it, it doesn't quite pass the smell test, does it? We know the president's going to talk in just a little while, but I tell you, I want to get into Ferguson before we get into the President Obama nightmares that we're used to dealing with here. Moving on to Ferguson, Missouri, police arrested 5 people last night in Ferguson, Missouri. They did that overnight because some people had tried to block a street in protest, calling for the grand jury to charge a white police officer in a fatal shooting of an unarmed black teen in August. That's the official story at Reuters.com. Now for the BS, to get rid of the BS wording. Michael Brown was shot and killed. Michael Brown was a black resident of Ferguson, Missouri, who had just left a convenience store after robbing this convenience store with a friend of his who was with him. Police officer Darren Wilson pulled up beside them on a roadway to tell them to get out of the street. Mike Brown decided to attack the police officer by going through his window, the police, and reaching for his gun. The gun has went off twice. We have forensics evidence that has been publicly made available that Officer Wilson was fighting with him over the gun. There is blood inside the vehicle. This shows to me without a doubt that there is a struggle. Brown takes off running. Wilson gets out of the car, chases him, tells him to stop. Brown turns around, throws his hands in the air, starts chasing after Wilson. Everybody in Ferguson was led to believe that this officer shot Michael Brown. Most people thought he shot him from behind. Most people, you know, people are saying, oh, he had his hands up and defending. Turns out he wasn't. He was in a crouch position, in a running position, going after Officer Wilson. Now, listen, folks. That's what has been publicized. That's what is on the public record for us to see in here. None of us were on the grand jury. I certainly wasn't. We have no idea what all of the available evidence showed to the grand jury. But what's going on in Ferguson is nothing more than a clear attempt to manipulate the grand jury into a chosen result. Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, all of these buffoons. And they are buffoons. They're nothing more than racist buffoons who are trying to live in a world that was created 50 years ago that we overcame. But when we look at this, all of this crap is nothing more than race baiting to force this grand jury into result. I tell you, for me, I think it's illegal. For me, it should be illegal to sit here and try to force this. I think the media should be ashamed of themselves and held to some account for publicizing and stating that all of these riots or any demonstrators are out there are only out there because they want to indict this cop. They are trying to force the law to go the way that they want. Now, the reality of the situation is this. As we mentioned last night, the National Guard has already been organized. We know that Homeland Security is there. We know all of these things are there. The grand jury has probably, and I still believe this wholeheartedly, made the decision already on whether to indict Darren Wilson or not. To me, when you go ahead and bring the when you empower the National Guard, when you empower the National Guard to go ahead and come into Ferguson, when Department of Homeland Security gets caught with a ton of vehicles there, most notably for security, to me that's telling. We've already got the verdict. Now we're just going to wait to when we release it. As we mentioned last night, Obamacare has been taking a pounding for almost 2 weeks now because he finally got caught in lies and deception, which isn't anything new with the Obama administration, but what is new is that the media is actually doing or trying to do some sort of credible job on outing it. Well, I say that. You can't really say the mainstream media because I'm still waiting on PMSNBC and CNN to do their job and really put the hammer down, but they're not doing that on the Jonathan Gruber comments because they're part of the game, which we've talked about. So now we've got this Ferguson situation, and lo and behold, tonight at 8 o'clock, the president will be telling the whole world that he's going to screw America once again and make illegal aliens legal with a stroke of a pen. It's very fascinating to me because this particular president has spent most of his presidency screaming about how he did not have the authority to do that. That as the president, he couldn't do that. He could not circumvent Congress that way. Now, I don't want to lead you guys down a path that you don't want to go down and accuse me of being some kind of a liar in chief, you know, like Barack Obama. So check this out.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case, because there are laws on the books that Congress has passed There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system, that for me to simply, through executive order, ignore those congressional mandates would not conform with my appropriate role as president.
I can't solve this problem by myself. We're going to have bipartisan support in order to make it happen.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition. And so the easy way out is to try to yell and pretend like I can do something by violating our laws.
I can't simply ignore laws that are out there. I've got to work to make sure that they are changed.
I know some here wish that I could just bypass Congress and change the law myself. But that's not how democracy works.
So, you know, I like it when people try to say that I'm just putting things out there. I'm not. That was full minute, at least four different areas, four different times Barack Obama has stated that. And when you go through and you do all the checks, Barack Obama has stated at least 25 times in the past 3 years that he does not have the authority by the Constitution to take executive action and make these illegal immigrants legal. And yet tonight at 8 o'clock, he plans on doing just that. What's really fascinating about it is earlier today, it was announced that his speech would not even be on the major networks. Yeah, you heard me right. This president has such an important message to get to the people. They will ask, the president's office will ask, you know, the White House will ask for airtime on national TV whenever they have something important. And he's been talking about this for a while. And it's important, right? And they did not request airtime so that he could put this message out there. Okay? So here's the thing. It's very interesting to me that the only media outlet originally this morning that was going to be carrying this because they were requested to carry it was none other than what? Univision, Spanish TV. Hola. Barack Obama wanted to go to Univision and make sure that the Spanish and the Hispanic population got to hear that he was going to make all these people, make all the illegals legal so that he could do what? Get more Democratic voters. That's about the only thing I can think of. I mean, seriously, we had Joe Biden we talked about last night who had actually went public just last week. Okay. In anticipation of this, I'm sure. Everybody thought it was dumb at the time, but it wasn't. But as we brought to you last night, even Rush Limbaugh caught it, you know, where Joe Biden was caught in a public speech with a bunch of Central American leaders and promised the parents and kids that the U.S. is going to make their trip to America safer. You know, that we were going to fly illegal immigrants into America to give them legal status. you know, it's funny because here we've got now, yesterday we came out, the United States is establishing an in-country refugee parole program in El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. We're basically setting up a U.S. illegal immigration camp to bring people safely into the U.S. so that they don't have to undergo this very dangerous journey to commit an illegal act. Why don't we just give the robbers the keys to the banks and give them the combinations to the safe and tell the security guard to leave the premises for 2 hours? Why not? If we're going to do everything we can to make it easy for the criminal and we're going to pay for the criminal to do this illegal stuff, we might as well apply that everywhere. Last night, I live in Pleasure Ridge Park in Louisville, Kentucky. A block from me, a Dollar General store was, or Family Dollar store, I guess, was robbed. The assistant manager of that store, the woman who is the assistant manager of that store, allegedly at 10 o'clock, right at closing time, allowed three black men to come into the place. One was her boyfriend. Two were his friends. They all came in. They kicked the other woman that was with her, didn't touch the assistant manager. You know, of course, we didn't know at the time that it was boyfriend-girlfriend situation. It was an inside job. She left the safe open, so they went in, cleared out the safe and everything else, and all four were abducted later or found later at a Days Inn over on Cane Run Road. They were arrested 3 hours after that, and I have to ask why. Why were they arrested? Because based on the logic of our own president, we're going to help criminals be criminals. We shouldn't arrest a criminal. We shouldn't hold them accountable. We shouldn't put them in jail. No, we should bring them here, give them a green card, say, hola, enjoy America. Fuck the American worker. Harsh language, yes, but it's very true. Because that's what we have right now. When we have a president who says they're going to establish this refugee parole program in Central American nations to give a safe journey here, we're going to fly them in. We're going to fly them in here and give them free legal status in America. Free government benefits. Nothing's free, folks. We pay for them. You know, I just don't get this. I really don't. We're going to put 5 million people legally into the workforce that should already have been deported for being illegal aliens here. We could have taken 5 million people off of government welfare and given those 5 million people jobs that they should otherwise be entitled to as American citizens working on American soil. Talk about helping America out. How much money would that save America each and every year? 5 million people went to work tomorrow and got off of food stamps, Section 8, unemployment, all the things, all the social service money and networks that they're entitled to. How much money would that save us every year? Oh, now the argument is going to be now, well, we're going to take these 5 million people, when we make them legal, they'll be paying taxes. Now they got to go on the payroll. Now they're going to be taxed, and that's going to give us more money. So what's the difference? It's still the same 5 million people. The difference is night and day, folks. Night and day. Those 5 million people who were illegal before now become legal citizens. The reason they had these jobs in the first place was because they were being exploited for slave labor. Ask the black man about that. So now they get to come up in wages for themselves. What do you think that employer is going to do? They're going to find some more illegal people to come in and save money. We don't do one damn thing to hold these employers accountable. We don't do one thing to hold the people accountable who make this exist. We don't want to in America. Our government doesn't want to. Cheap labor, slave labor, built America. Cheap labor and slave labor continues keeping America solvent. We may be on our last breath, but we're still somewhat solvent. Today's illegal aliens will become legal, and then we start the next group of illegal aliens. And who suffers? The people who have been living here begging for an opportunity. The people who are legally here, born and raised here, begging for an opportunity. Just to be given a chance. And we can't let it happen. So that's what we've got. So this president is going to go on air. From what I understand, I've got a call earlier from a friend of mine that says CBS has now decided to go ahead and carry this live. You know, after this morning, all the major networks said they weren't carrying it because they weren't asked to. Well, I guess the backlash from the American public forced at least CBS into carrying this speech live. Barack Obama wanted to hide this on Spanish TV because he wanted to get full benefit from the Spanish people who he was lying to and acting like he was doing something good for them, while at the same time circumventing the American people in the backlash. And it's all by design. It's all by design. You want to limit as much backlash as you can get on this issue, because in the next 24 hours, in my opinion, they're going to release the grand jury verdict against Officer Darren Wilson in Ferguson. And then all of this arguing back and forth about illegal immigration will be the same as Obamacare, which is rapidly going in onto the back burner because of this 5 million illegal immigrants that Barack Obama is putting up there. Obamacare blew up in his face. You use illegal immigration to keep that out of your face for any longer than you have to. So you do this illegal immigration through the backdoor channels, trying to make it as limited effect as you can in a negative way, so that when you release Ferguson right on the weekend, as we predicted Monday, because I still believe, in the next 24 hours they're going to release that grand jury verdict, so they can get the maximum exposure for the riots and looting that's going to go on in Ferguson, which will kill any coverage of this illegal immigration that we're going to talk about tonight. I still believe that. I hope when Monday rolls around and I come back on air, I can sit here and tell you that I was wrong, that it wasn't released at a time that was going to cause the most major damage to St. Louis, that Ferguson was not released over the weekend where more and more people can come there and cause more damage. But as I look at the five people that were arrested in Ferguson last night, and I look at the few dozen demonstrators that were out there, the five people that were arrested, 26-year-old man, a former cable company worker from Chicago. He came to Ferguson 3 days ago to help the protesters when this verdict was released. According to people that were part of the protest group, the protesters were coming from everywhere: Washington, New York, Missouri, Wisconsin. Three people right there in Missouri. When I say Missouri, I don't mean St. Louis. I mean away from St. Louis and Ferguson. Three of the five people arrested last night were from Missouri, but not from Ferguson. One was from Wisconsin, and again, the other one was from Chicago. It's disgraceful. This is what the outsiders have done to Ferguson. They have created this craziness. According to information I'm getting in the chat room from our good friend over Stop It, CNN, Fox News Channel, MSNBC all planned to air Obama live. Let's look at this next update here. I want to pull this link up real quick, folks. Check this out. Thank you for the update, Mr. Stop It. You're very good at that kind of stuff. This story was updated at 3:08. Univision, Univision is now, boy, I hate these pop-up ads whenever I open a link. It drives me crazy. Univision is delaying its telecast of the Latin Grammy Awards to show this thing live. That's pretty big. We're going to show this president promising a bunch of people legal status that they otherwise have no right to. You're going to not even show the Latin Grammys until later. CNN, Fox News, MSC all plan to air it live. So we'll see what's happening. We'll catch some more updates later. But the bottom line is, you know, we still got the same situation. You know, your three major networks, your mainstreamers aren't going to run this at all. And again, this is all by design. I'm telling you, in 24 hours or less, the Ferguson grand jury decision will be handed out, and we can get maximum major exposure for the liberal media to the destruction and rioting and you know, basically anarchy in Ferguson, Missouri, because you'll have the whole weekend with everybody there, and you'll be able to bus all the people in from Chicago and New York and everybody that's already started showing up, apparently, as we pointed out, because we have five people arrested last night. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back from break, we're going to continue a little bit more of this and maybe get into some other areas. But it's very fascinating when you think about this. Don't forget to call us, 858-683-1326. Or 502-805-0334. If you guys are listening, you hit that number one on your dial pad. And I really want to hear what you think about all of this situation with the illegal immigration and Ferguson and the grand scheme and the grand plan by our illustrious liar-in-chief, Barack Obama. Stand by. We'll be right back.
First impressions aren't the most important thing. They're the only thing. At Ernie's Print Shop, we'll produce what you need to represent your company professionally. Right now, you can get 1,000 full-color business cards, 1,000 4x6 postcards, or a 3x5 banner for just $60. You choose. Check us out at erniesprintshop.com. Ernie's Print Shop. Over 50 years, one source, one solution. erniesprintshop.com. 502-969-8585.
Being a victim of crime is no joke, but you do have options that can help you avoid becoming a victim. I'm Ed Springson of the My View Matters radio show, and on behalf of myself and co-host Ed Martin, I urge each of you to help us fight against crime. You can do your part by calling Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE. Since 1982, Crime Stoppers has helped get over 23,000 criminals off the street with your help. Working together, we can make a difference to take our streets back. Please call Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE, or you can visit them online at www.582clue.com. Remember, Crime Stoppers always offers up to a $1,000 reward. Get involved and help make a positive change in your neighborhood. Thanks.
Advertisers, here's a great way to reach a quality audience. Get heard on My View Matters and make some noise in the marketplace.
Email MyViewMatters at AOL.com for advertising opportunities. Make a sound investment.
We continue going down this road, this liar-in-chief, President Barack Obama, and it has to come to a point where the American people finally say enough is enough. I thought we'd reached that point a couple of weeks ago, but the mainstream media and your liberal agenda still doesn't grasp what really happened 2 weeks ago, and what's so concerning about that is they're going to continue with the idiocy of what they consider news today. That's why it's so important to have alternative news like we do. We tell you the truth. You know, we'll cite some sources from time to time that may be mainstream, but we're going to tell you the truth, and the truth is that we're being used as pawns in a game that's bigger than any of us right now by this administration. I've already had you listen to the tapes of Barack Obama himself saying he does not have the authority to issue executive orders or take executive action on illegal immigration. And yet tonight he says he's going to. This is a guy who was considered to be a constitutional law expert at Harvard, who is supposed to know the Constitution better than any average American. Does anything that he is doing in this regard come across to the average American as being constitutional? The president has even admitted more than 25 times publicly in the last 3 years that it is not constitutional. And yet, it continues to go on. So we're going to talk to Univision tonight and give them all the information they need. All by design to avoid what's coming down the pike, which is Ferguson. And I have to come back to Ferguson for a minute. A lot of people chastise me because I'll mention Al Sharpton a lot during this debate, but here is why. Al Sharpton has his own political action committee. He don't call it such, but we do. The National Action Network. Al Sharpton owes the federal government over $4.5 million in back taxes, and that number grows daily. The IRS was intentionally targeting conservatives going into the 2012 election, nonprofit conservative organizations. And they haven't one time put Al Sharpton in jail for tax evasion. If I was nailed with tax evasion for $100, folks, literally $100, if they found that I was evading taxes for $100, I'd be in jail right now. I would have been arrested and gone to trial. If I didn't end up in jail, I would have still gone through all of that. And yet, somehow, miraculously, Al Sharpton doesn't have to deal with that. To me, that's disturbing. Here is a guy who has been nothing more than a race baiter his whole life, was given a show at PMSNBC so he could sit beside Rachel Manchild on the same network and put out this liberal propaganda garbage that's destroying America. And he is still out there inciting violence and rioting. Oh, there's a lot of people that take offense to that. But let's look at the reality here. Al Sharpton just went public. And there are 25 cities listed that his National Action Network, or at least he takes claim for all of this, is going to be demonstrating at as soon as this grand jury verdict is read. But it's going to be peaceful, nonviolent demonstrations, according to Sharpton. And we both know that's a lie. I know it, and you, the listeners, know it. That's a lie. Al Sharpton doesn't do anything peaceful and nonviolent. He never has. Tawana Bradley, remember her? Look it up. These are the problems that we have with these race baiters. So this guy can do anything he wants. He can screw the American taxpayer and do anything he wants because he has screamed racism so long that he now gets to sit beside Barack Obama and Eric Holder and help choose our next attorney general. Who believes it's okay to take $904 million in civil forfeiture from law-abiding citizens in most cases just because they may have been accused of a crime? You can look that up as well. This guy uses travel agencies and everything else and refuses to pay his bills for any travel, hotels, lodging, or anything that he otherwise has done, including restaurants. He lives for free and steals the money from his network and refuses to pay his taxes or his bills. Folks, this is a guy who is given the voice and the ear of the president. We wonder how bad Ferguson is going to be. It's going to be real bad. And it's because of race baiters like Sharpton. I mean, let's look at history here, folks. You ever heard the saying, we shall overcome? Everybody's heard of Martin Luther King and I Have a Dream, right? Explain to me why today, 50 years later, we are trying to go back to that. Leading up to Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Movement in the 1960s, folks, I tell you what, there was a definite need for a lot of things to go on. But America came so far in overcoming. And the Civil Rights Movement made some serious, necessary changes to force us to relate to each other on more than just skin color. But Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and their ilk came to power in the 70s and 80s, still spewing that garbage. Making everything about race because they were making money from it. Making money off the backs of the people that they profess to represent and speak for. The black community. And they lived high on the hog until the black community overcame. All of a sudden, you started getting the equality we wanted between the races and the sexes. All of a sudden, people were getting the jobs, you know, that racism was preventing them from back in the 50s and 60s. All of a sudden, we were moving forward as a country. And the people like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, who never did an honest day's work in their life, they couldn't tell you the difference between a shovel and a pitchfork. That's the truth. But these buffoons come to some kind of egotistical power move in their own damn head that the most limited thought process human beings in this world will follow. All they have ever done in their life is scream and yell about how they've been persecuted. When Jesse Jackson went to Ferguson in the Ferguson's defense, We have video of Jesse Jackson being told by Ferguson reticence, get the hell out of here. Get your hand out of my pocket. Because the first thing he did when he went to Ferguson was start screaming about the Rainbow Coalition and his religious church and how they needed to give him money so he could carry the message. Pay to play, right? Ain't that right, Jesse? I don't call you a reverend because you're a false prophet. I don't call Al Sharpton a reverend because he's the same way. Two haters. They've done nothing more than try to keep us divided for 40 and 50 years so that they could benefit from it financially. Now today, they've got aided and abetted by President Barack Obama and Attorney General Eric Holder. We have race problems today because these mindset of these deep-rooted, lazy cowards, in my opinion, who don't care about America or what it represents and have no desire to do any honest day's work, any of them, including this president and his handpicked Attorney General, Eric Holder. None of these people know what it's like to live in the trenches and do the work. Oh, they like to tell you stories. Well, I had to go through this when I was a kid. It was a bad thing. Screw you. We've all got those stories. Doesn't matter whether you're white or black. We shall overcome, right? And that's what everything comes down to for me. This division has been brought about by a liberal agenda and their co-conspirators, the liberal media, bought and paid for to do nothing more than to keep the flames of racism alive so that they can continue to screw us and get paid. That's all it boils down to. It really doesn't. It doesn't get any easier to explain than that. And Ferguson will be used as the catalyst. Ferguson is the Los Angeles rioting after Rodney King. After Rodney King incident happened in L.A. and had all the riots and everything went nuts in California, it brought some TV attention for a couple of years, and everybody, you know, was all in an uproar, and around the country we had the racism, but it didn't stick. It didn't stick. Even Rodney King came out because he was tired of the publicity. Can't we all just get along? Let this go. Hey, man, I screwed up. I'm a junkie. I messed up. Rodney King took responsibility and beg the community to overcome it. Give the man credit. We're not going to get that in Ferguson. We want the anarchy. We want everything to burn down. Welcome to your U.S. government today and the leadership that we have available. Because that's what it boils down to. So we go out now tonight, this president, in anticipation of all of this going on with Ferguson, is going to throw another monkey into the wrench, but he's going to do this. He's going to do this in a nice, for him, low-key way by going to the Spanish people to get them all fired up. They found out 2 weeks ago that the African-American community isn't nearly as dumb as they took them for granted. Thank you to my African-American friends for realizing that you're being used as pawns by this administration for their own endgame. Thank you. Because I stand with you for equality and fairness against any scum, white or black, who wants to destroy America. So thank you for that. But we throw 5 million illegal immigrants into the mix so we have something else to fight and divide us on. Except now we're doing this from an unconstitutional basis. And that's why Barack Obama is hiding this from the major network news tonight. It really is that simple. Senator Rand Paul yesterday made a threat that he would take Barack Obama to court as the only recourse to combat this executive amnesty plan of his. According to Rand Paul on Hannity on Monday, Rand Paul said if there is court precedent to stop this president's agenda in this situation. Rand Paul said that there's a famous Supreme Court case called Youngstown Steel, where the Supreme Court can actually, they actually overturned an executive order. You heard that right. They overturned an executive order and said that the president cannot expressly do something that Congress is telling him not to do. It's Rand Paul's opinion, and I agree with the opinion, that with regard to immigration reform, he's doing something that Congress has not instructed him to do. And in fact, they have instructed him otherwise. So he believes the Supreme Court would strike it down. I'm not so sure of that. I think he's right in his legal argument, but I don't trust this Supreme Court to strike it down. This Supreme Court is a strange beast anymore. The Supreme Court went to extreme lengths to make Obamacare illegal, circumventing what their constitutional authority was by changing language of a bill that was put in front of them. John Roberts did that. John Roberts should be kicked on his ass right now. But we have no recourse against the Supreme Court, do we? They're lifetime appointments. How do we, the people, get control of that? But that's what Rand Paul says one of the avenues of recourse are. And when I look at this and I think about that statement, with regard to immigration reform, he's doing something that Congress has not instructed him to do and, in fact, has instructed him otherwise. How many times has that happened under this president? How many times has he decided to unilaterally take some sort of executive action and set some sort of executive precedent because he wanted things his way, like the little kid who didn't get picked for the basketball team? He wanted to take his ball and go home. It's interesting, isn't it? It's interesting. Today, Rand Paul doubled down and with Newsmax. He told Newsmax today that Obama is defying the will of Congress. And he is destroying the concept of the separation of powers with lawless executive actions on immigration, war, and health care. Is he not right? Obamacare was pushed through without the will of the people, folks. And we were lied to make it happen. We know that now. This peace-loving president who got the Nobel Peace Prize, for God's sake, has instituted as much war as his predecessor. Look it up. But even Rand Paul finally had to admit that there's not much that this Congress or this Senate can do, rather, until at least January. Because January is when the Senate gets the power of the purse. The best way to stop this president, and the only way really at this point to stop this president, I mean, you can have the long drawn out process with the Supreme Court, that's fine. But the best way to stop this president right now is the power of the purse. You know, everybody is shocked that Obama thinks he can get away with this. I'm not. Rand Paul said he's amazed that Obama thinks he can get away with this. I don't agree with Rand Paul. There's no way Rand Paul can be that amazed that he thinks he can get away with this. This president has gotten away with everything he's wanted to do. He has gotten away with single-handedly destroying this country in 6 years. So until January, there's really not any great solution that the GOP can do. The House can do what they plan on doing. They always do. The House passes legislation. Harry Reid doesn't allow it to come through because Barack Obama told him not to. So nothing gets done. The House, who of course is responsible for all funding, can go through and vote to strip any funding for any amnesty that Obama does. But the Senate Democrats won't. That has been the tuck and dive, the pull and jive and everything we've been through for the last few years. You can't get the Senate Democrat, liberal, communist, socialist bastards to do their job. Get offended at the language, I don't care, but while you're getting offended at my language or getting offended at my talk or my opinion on these things, why am I the only one doing the talking? Why aren't you? You can get offended, but don't get offended at the messenger. Get offended at the message and the person who wrote it. That's where it starts and stops. This no good for nothing Democratic Senate has worked with this president to circumvent anything and everything they can that will hurt the Americans, people, period. There's going to be no exception to that. In January, the Senate GOP will take control. Do I feel 100% confident that Mitch McConnell will do everything that needs to be done? No. As a Senate Majority Leader, yes, he will pick and choose what he thinks is going to benefit himself or the party. The only question right now is, where is Mitch McConnell's loyalty is going to be, because Mitch McConnell is in his last run. He just got elected for another six-year term, and most people doubt there will be one after that. He will go ahead and continue to be the majority leader unless the Democrats take the Senate back in a future election. And if the GOP doesn't do their job right, they will. And they will do it quickly. So in January, yeah, there will be some power there. You control everything through the purse strings. Barack Obama could talk about setting up all kinds of things in Central America that he wants to do. Let's set up these refugee parole camps. Let's do all of this stuff. Let's fly all these illegals in here. Right? Let's fly all these illegals in here. Let's do it. But how is he going to pay for the airplane fuel? Or the pilots? The planes, the maintenance, the mechanics. So you can use the Appropriations Committee and stop it from happening. But the one thing that pretty much you're not going to be able to do in January is reverse this executive action and this executive order he's going to do tonight. You have to beat that in the Supreme Court. And that's what's going to take some time. The Supreme Court will take forever to get to this issue. It'll take forever to rule on it. And by then, it's too late anyway. You just screwed at least 5 million Americans out of what we morally and they rightfully deserve. American opportunity. And that, I guess, is the big rub for me. I tell you, I get excited, I get frustrated, I get angry. Because America can be so much more. America came so far from 50 years ago. I know. I've lived it. I've seen a glimpse of what America can be. I've lived as part of that glimpse of what America can be. But unfortunately, our youth today don't have that experience. Our youth today have been taught so many things by the same radical element who never did a damn thing in their life for anybody but themselves. The race baiters, the race hustlers. And quite frankly, like it or not, I personally consider Barack Obama and Eric Holder as part of the race bait and the race hustle organization. They've done nothing more than create a great divide and align themselves with the most divisionist people in my lifetime. And it's pretty pathetic. It really, really is. One quick story. I should have covered it at the top of the hour, and I didn't. We do have a national story going on right now. Florida State University. Our prayers go out to the victims of the shooting they went through. A shooter by the name of Myron May targeted students at Florida State University. He opened fire in their library. Apparently this guy has some mental issues. One of the 10 tinfoil hat guys, if you will. You know, the government's always watching him. The government's out to get him. You know, believe me, there's a lot of people that think that way. And we go to a certain extent on this show to point out where the government can do certain things, like the illegal wiretapping, the NSA spying, and all the other things we point out. That's because those are constitutional issues. It's not because we're living in total fear of that. But it's about being America, so we take things like that. But apparently, Mr. May had a written journal and some videos where he was scared of being targeted. He basically went into some kind of a major psychological malfunction. Police ended up shooting him down. He graduated from FSU in 2005. He got his law degree from Texas Tech. You know, there were 450 students in the library at the time. From what we can tell, two students were wounded. One employee was wounded. There was about 30 rounds fired between Mr. May and the police officers. He didn't get past the lobby, thank goodness. This could have been a lot, lot worse. But I tell you, at the end of the day, though, the one thing that's interesting about this, nobody's really putting much emphasis on. Myron May happened to be black. I paused for a couple of seconds there because I know that my African-American audience is going to say, oh, he's a racist. No. Because every mass shooting, every one of the shootings that we've had to endure from Columbine all the way to Newton, Connecticut, every one of these shootings have been classified in some way or another as white guys are the ones who do the mass shootings. The race baiters like Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, they don't get involved in those because those are white guys doing the mass shootings against white people. So mass shootings are done by white people. You know, individual shootings are done by black people, primarily against black people. That's the general consensus. That's the reason I made the statement the way that I did. But the reality is this. Mr. May was educated just like all these other people were. He graduated in 2005 from FSU. He got a law degree from Texas Tech. He was given every opportunity to be a success with his life, and somehow, some way, he lost it. Our good friend Cy Zeris in the chat room points out that all these white guys that were doing these killings were on psychotronic medications. Yeah, you're right. Guess what? So was Myron May. So is all this coincidental? Do we now say that white people kill people in mass groups and black people kill people in individual situations? No, folks, because killers are killers for whatever reason. Mr. May broke down. Adam Lanza broke down. James Holmes broke down. And on and on and on. These are people with serious psychological illnesses. These are people who have all been on psychotropic medications. You know what? It's size in a chat room. I meant to say psychotropic. Yeah, you're right. And I probably read this direct from your quote to a psychotronic, didn't I? What an idiot. I'm crazy that way. I'm Barack Obama, man. I'm Barack Obama. I'll read a teleprompter. If it's spelled wrong, I'm screwed. Well, that's chat room mentality here, folks. But I tell you, though, seriously, all of these people had mental problems. All of these people were taking psychotropic drugs. All right? That's what they all have in common. It doesn't matter whether you're white or black. So I'm waiting to see how the mainstream media spins this shooting now. But more importantly, I thank God that with an opportunity of 450 people available, only three people were hurt and none killed. And I thank God for that. And my prayers go out to those three families and to those three people who were injured and hurt, because we should not have to live in a society where we have to worry about that kind of stuff. But unfortunately, we do. And it's because of failed leadership. Hold this president and his people accountable. Hold every person elected to office accountable. I don't care if they're Democrat, Republican, green, yellow, blue. We have to take control of our country, and it starts right now. I'll see you on Monday night at 7, folks. Don't forget our good friend Kim Moman, Sunday night at 7 o'clock, right here, same time, same channel. Have a great weekend, folks. Thank you for listening. Take care.